Great holiday traditions begin with the opportunity to cut your own Christmas tree. We're picking up our permit next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Faster Utah is a nonprofit corporation empowering teachers, administrators, and other school staff to take care of school violence and casualties until the professionals get there. For more information and to find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Pick up a Christmas tree cutting permit to begin your own holiday celebration. Kathy Jewel Pollock with the U.S. Forest Service runs down a few options.
It's just one of those family traditions that are everlasting, and then be able to go out and cut their tree later on, maybe the day after Thanksgiving. So, and it depends on how perfect a tree you want. If it's completely full all the way around, you may have to look a while for it. But it does depend on weather. You may be able to drive into an area where it's just got very little snow, or you may end up on snowshoes, cross-country skis, or snowmobiles to get in and get your tree. And it's really nice that areas continue to cut trees to be able to provide that to the public. And I'm going to put our statewide Christmas tree news release on our website, and it will be a little bit later today. It will be on there, and I'm going to give you that. They can go to www.FSandFrank.USDA.gov with a / and a UWCNF. And we'll have the information for all the national forests here in Utah.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.